Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes. I'm with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
And the second of our Patreon guest hosts filling in for little Craigie Jungle Tits, it is John O'Gorman.
Hello.
How are you doing, John? All right?
Very good, thank you.
Lovely to be here, mate. Lovely to be here with you. We had a little...
Lovely to be here.
It's lovely to be here for me, be here next to John. Yeah. John is here with the Gaffer Tapes, as we said, filling in for little Craigie. We're going to talk game week 12, which seems like a long time ago before the international break. And then section two, we're going to answer all your social media questions. Section three, we're going to preview the upcoming game week 13. It's finally here. The international break is over. And there's going to be a little quiz and a little bit of Timmy Tink, I would have thought.
If you want to be like John.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Everyone wants to
do it. Of course, everyone does. Look at him.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? What's your tips, John, to be in there? Oh, I see what you mean. Right, yeah. You just go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and pledge just $7 a month.
An hour
for all my just for my alcoholism, like John has. And then you get a chance to come on when Craig goes on one of his many, many trips.
Yeah, the chance rarely ever comes up every other week.
Exactly.
66% of the time.
66%, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe it'd be easier if just Craig sponsored us on Patreon. When the listeners aren't available,
Craig comes on. Well, that's what we should have done. But Armour Celebrity has started, so we know that Craig is out there doing that. Game Week 12. That's what we're talking about. So long in the past. I mean, we could talk about it a bit. Did you enjoy it, John?
Massively.
Because you're a West Ham fan, aren't you?
I am. It's slightly frustrating because I think we should have won that game against Huddersfield.
1-1. Oh, that's right. Yes, 1-1, wasn't it?
They got an early goal. Mm. And we were knocking on the door quite a bit in the second half. Yeah. And Anderson got another one.
He's looking good, isn't he? 3-2 for that lad.
So good.
$7 million. Have either of you got him in your team? Being both West Ham fans, I'm outnumbered.
No, I got Dean Garner.
that was your little tip.
Well,
you only
paid half a game.
Yeah, but he's only half the price.
Well, is that
No, Anderson's only about 7 million, so.
Yeah. Anderson's 7 million.
With your maths.
He's just under 6% picked. 38 points in the last six game weeks for Anderson, if you don't mind me saying.
That can't be right.
38 in the last six, yeah, I think that's right.
Well, 38 points in the written last down six on the stat- games week.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
West Ham got City next, but then I think there's a good run of fixtures.
They do have a decent little run. Yeah. Newcastle, Cardiff, Crystal Palace, Fulham.
One for the future,
that's nice. But the first game of game week 12, if you cast your minds back, was Cardiff 2, Brighton 1. Craig's boyfriend Patterson with a goal again. 3-4 since going up front.
I transferred him last week.
Did you? Yeah. You got him in?
Lovely
John
stuff.
John got him in. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
So Craig's boyfriend Patterson and your boyfriend from last year, Kiko Firmino.
I
transferred them both in.
Did you?
Kiko was rubbish.
He was, but you have to be patient with Kiko Firmino. That's one thing I said last year. Be patient and he will provide.
He's going out this week because they're playing Liverpool.
That is a shame.
The opposite.
Is a shame. He's still classed as a midfielder, Patterson. 5.2, 5.3 at the moment. Less than 1% pick. Fucking hell. You've got to get on that shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
because as we said, class in midfield, he's currently playing up front 3-4. That is strong, isn't it? Very, very strong. And then Dunk with back-to-back goals as well. But Dunk, he was obviously the talk of the town last year. Everyone had a bit of Dunk, didn't they?
And Patterson got an assist as well. So it wasn't just a goal and assist.
And that's not even on Tommy's stat-based rundown. No. Wow. That's just additional Patreon facts.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
John Facts. Huddersfield and West Ham, as we said. Leicester nil, Burnley nil. Not much going on, but decent points for Pereira.
He always looks good.
He always looks good.
He's always quite attacking. He's 5 mil.
Really nice points for him, yeah. He's in a lot of teams. He's in a lot of, when you see the big boys, the FPL boffins of this world.
We've actually all got a bit of Pereira, and the more people that have him, the more furious I become.
You were waiting for me to do the FPL boffin, weren't you, John? Is that why you had your trousers off? I would have thought so. And decent points for Joe Hart for a change. That never fucking happens. He's been all right, though, isn't he? Like, even when they lose, he's pulling out 12 saves in a game and getting a couple of little points. He's got the clean sheet.
What about their other two goalkeepers? Are they back yet?
I'm guessing not.
Heaton and Pope. Is Pope not back?
Popey and Heaton. I don't know. If Joe Hart's keeping him out of the team, then good luck to him. Yeah. But they're both better goalkeepers than
maybe not
than
Heaton,
Joe Hart.
But Pope probably is.
Yeah, Pope was incredible last season, wasn't he?
So. Yeah. I would have thought... It's weird. I thought they were back and he was keeping them out. Mm. But they do concede a million goals every week, so...
Yeah.
It is weird.
And he's still in.
Yeah, so that doesn't seem right, does it?
He does, but he's putting in a good performance. It's a decent effort.
He's existing.
Isn't it?
He's turning up on time.
He's put his gloves on the right way.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. That's step one.
Yeah.
Apparently Heaton's all right, but Pope's not.
Yeah?
Still dead.
That's what I'm reading.
Still dead, unfortunately. But Heaton's
neither of them have played a minute so far.
How long's Heaton been all right for, really?
I don't know. It says it's available.
Really? I think that's been a while.
I didn't know Joe Hart was keeping him out of the team. Good luck to Joe. Cheers. Let's raise our glass to Joe Hart.
Cheers.
I don't have a glass. I'm driving, but there you go. Newcastle 2, Bournemouth 1. Another Newcastle win.
Ooh. Oh, fucking Rondon scored, didn't he?
Rondon, yeah. His first two this season.
That's amazing, isn't it?
This
literally that's speechless. Amazing.
He does like two goals and he doesn't score for about 5 weeks. Longer than that.
That is a classic Rondon. Yeah.
He did
right?
the same last year for West Brom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the year before. Did and the same thing.
Yeah, he's always like that. He's a decent pick if you can pick the 1 week out of seven that he performs.
or even Newcastle scoring a goal.
Oh, exactly,
they don't
yeah.
score much anyway.
They don't, but they might have turned it around now a little bit.
It's the first time, the last two games are the first time that he's played 90 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, so I transferred in Hosolu because he was out and I thought, at least he'll get some game time, but he was rubbish. And now he's never going to get any game time with Rondon on his hot scoring streak of one game.
One game, two goals.
Yes.
Really.
And
if you think about
it.
It will probably end there. Ryan Fraser's sixth assist of the season. He hits 70 points now. That's mad. And he's picked by over one quarter of all fantasy Premier League players.
Which is in percentages is?
Just over 25, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, simple as that.
He had a good game for the Wee McTooties during the international break as well.
Ah, did he? How did they get on?
They won 4-0.
They won 4-0? Who the fuck were they playing? Faroe Islands?
Albania.
There we go.
And Albania had 10 men.
Is that why our Albanian cleaner was in such a bad mood today?
Yeah.
He was mopping the studio with his tears, unfortunately.
He was pleased that Craig was near, though.
Yeah, he's really happy. Yeah. He's always happy when Craig's not here.
He doesn't get felt up by him.
No, exactly. He doesn't. He doesn't have to clean up all that quinoa off the floor as well. Southampton 1, Watford 1, part-time striker. We called them part-time strikers, Gabbiadini and Ings, last pod when we had lovely Dan Tiller on. But then they both scored. A goal and an assist respectively.
Exactly, Gabbiadini proving 100% that they are part-time.
Pretty much, yeah. One gets a goal. Gabbiadini, I think that might be his first goal all season.
And Charlie Austin went mental.
That seems like ages ago, doesn't it? That seems like ages ago. Yeah, that went a little bit viral, didn't it?
That was quite good, I thought. It was just like a normal...
I love it when they're all just like normal. And that's all it was, just showing a bit of rather than just the... Yeah, well, all the lads played well and it's really nice to get 3 points, yeah. No, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're not happy with losing 8-0, but, you know, the team spirit's good and we know we could have done better. It's such fucking bullshit. He didn't speak his mind.
And he didn't say, like, the referee's a cunt or anything. He was just it's our job.
And then on Twitter, everyone was like, the big reports, he's not going to get in trouble. He said, well, what? If he'd have got in trouble for that, that would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
That would have been ridiculous. No, I loved that. I like Charlie Austin now. I like him. And you can go tell him. Please tell him. I don't care. I don't care. Who knows?
You can tell Gabbiadini that, for all I care.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ings. So Ings got some points there, which we will mention later when we talk about our power bottom picks. Palace 0, Spurs 1.
I do remember last week where we spent about maybe 40 minutes of the show hyping up Joanne Foyth.
I think we didn't call the episode Juan on Juan. or something like Foyth-Scythe.
Yeah.
The Foyth-Scythe saga.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Kane gets the assist, which keeps, you know, well, I don't know if it keeps Kane captainers or Kane owners happy. I certainly got rid of him. And yeah, who the goddamn tits is Juan Foyth with a goal. Who is he? Because at the time, I looked and he was 0.0% picked.
Well, he's the geezer who gave away the two penalties against Wolves. No, when they're 3-0 up.
Yeah.
He gave away the two penalties.
Oh, did he?
Of course, yeah.
Had a nightmare, and then he's come back with a goal. Yeah, winning goal.
With a winning goal. Mm. He's now gone up to 0.2, 0.3%.
I thought his name was Justin Foyth, but I was getting getting mixed up with the legend Justin Hoyt from Arsenal.
Oh, Justin Hoyt. I thought you were going to say Justin Fashion.
No, he's dead.
He's not with us. I went to school with his nephew, Jason Fashino. Absolutely true.
Oh.
He was the nephew of John and Justin. And he looked exactly... They were literally splitting image of the whole family.
Is the whole family... Their name starts with J?
I don't know. I went to school with lovely Jason. He was a very good lad, Jason Fashino.
Remember, Jermaine Jackson, all his children, their names start with J.
J.
No, yeah, J-E-R. And one of his sons is called Your Majesty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your Majesty.
I never knew that was right.
That's fucking stupid, isn't it? Your Majesty, yeah.
Your Majesty Foyth.
Your Majesty Foyth. Got the goal. Yeah, well, lovely goal for him. He's now, 0.2%. But he's a 5 mil defender playing for Spurs. He's not going to get overly picked now, is he? You get one fucking goal.
That is the epitome of bandwagoning.
Bandwagonisation. Yeah, anyone that's jumped on that shit.
And they got Chelsea and Arsenal next as well.
He's a fool. So. Yeah, exactly. But Spurs, and this is breaking news, you can write this one down, have an amazing run from game week 15. So they got Chelsea and Arsenal coming up. But from game week 15 to about game week 28, they're only playing, the only team they're playing, I think, in the top six is United.
Really?
So it is. That's a stretch. It is as green / as blue, depending on where you're looking, as you like. So, you know, make of that what you will.
Fill your boots.
Fill your tits. Liverpool.
Does anybody have a? I wonder if there's anybody that's got a corresponding terrible run of fixtures. The only person would be Lukaku, who's no one's got. If you, for some reason, have got Lukaku, keep him in for Palace, Southampton, and he's not going to play anyway, is he?
Well, he's not playing.
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering if there's anybody else.
Is Lukaku just not playing now?
You know, they said he was injured. He came on as a sub in the last game, which I'm sure will come on to.
Which we will, I'm sure.
But
I'm almost certain.
You're not sure whether that was an injury or whether Mourinho was just pissing around as usual.
Yeah. There isn't really anybody to do the switcheroo with, because Arsenal have got some easy games coming up as well after the next few.
Yeah, interesting. Well, you know, maybe you'll be picking someone from Liverpool, because Liverpool won 2-0 against Fulham. It wasn't the dicking we were predicting.
No. Also, didn't Fulham then promptly fire their manager?
Yeah.
It seems like a million years ago.
Who did they bring back?
Tinkerman.
Claudio Ranieri.
It's a weird timing for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, why wait till they play Liverpool? You know they're going to beat them anyway.
Yeah, and they didn't even get... I mean, it was only 2-0.
Yeah.
We were saying before, that's triple captain material. Yeah. I was saying it on Twitter. I mean, I didn't do it. I'm not fucking mental.
Fulham should have had a goal.
Yeah.
It was ruled outside, and then Liverpool went up the other end and scored pretty much straight away. So
yeah, it wasn't as bad. Oh, everyone was saying, you know, it's going to be one of the biggest drummings of the season.
But he kept on chopping and changing his team, didn't he? So it's never really settled. So
yeah.
Getting a Tinkerman, he'll chop and change the team and do the same thing.
So. Absolutely.
Well, isn't he really famous for not tinkering anymore? So maybe that's what they need.
Ranieri?
Yeah, they brought in the Tinkerman to stop the tinkering. Yeah.
Is that the thing to do?
I think so, because when he was at Leicester, he didn't really tinker as much.
Oh, he didn't tinker?
No.
Is his nephew Timmy Tinker?
What, who knows?
Maybe that's... Do you think that was it? He was left out in the wilderness, because he was like managing in France for a bit, wasn't he?
Mm.
I think. And then maybe it's like, oh, it's all gone quiet. What's he done recently? Just won the Premier League. And then the bigwigs start listening to the podcast. It's Timmy Tinker. Also, we can't get him in. What's the next best?
What's the next best?
He's got secret sausages to manage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they're, you know, for fans of Little Timmy Tinker, there is obviously some coming up later, so stay tuned for that. One goal for Salah, but only 8 points. There were a few triple captainers. People tweeted us their teams, triple captaining that lad. A couple of triple captain Mane. I had the captain's armband on Mane and he didn't do anything, which was good because I did. If I'd have been able to get Salah in, I think I would have triple captained him. But the only way I could get him in was to get rid of Hazard, so it didn't.
Still not good, though, if you captain someone who's got 2 points.
No. It was a shit move, yeah. It was a really shit move to captain Mane. But if I had Salah, I would have probably triple captained him because I was so sure that it was going to be this massive. Yeah. So I'm, you know, thank my lucky stars that I couldn't do it. But yeah, triple captainers were upset. Goal for Shaqiri, he's the talk of the town at the moment. Everyone's loving him. He scored a belter in the international break, didn't he?
My lookalike.
My lookalike, yeah. Yeah, Tommy's. Really, though?
He hasn't. only in the face, to only be fair. You don't have the same position.
Yeah, that's true. He's a little bit tubby, I find.
Stocky.
He's stocky.
The right word.
I got a caution. Did I mention that? I got cautioned by a policeman years ago. I was about 19. I was smoking on the underground. And he had to fill out my description in a little book. And he put stocky.
Did he put Jordan Shaqiri lookalike?
I think back then no one knew who Shaqiri was.
Did he get a packet of Panini stickers and just stick
and just went and just put Shaqiri and it went, yeah, that's just him. Drew a little fag in his mouth. So yeah, stocky. But yeah, the big scores were the lads at the back, TAA and Robertson, 11 and 12 points.
Robertson triple captain would have been juicy.
Yeah. Well, I saw a few Robertson captains. My little vice captain armband was on him because I fancied it. Should have gone for it, really. But yeah, Trent Alexander-Arnold, loving it. Apparently, they've got a little competition between the two of them about who can get the most assists this season, I'm saying. Apparently, that's a little thing. I think it's only like 4 and 3 or something at the moment. But it's going to be one of those...
It was kind of a bit out of your hand, though, isn't it? Because you're assisting someone. Someone's still got to put the ball in the net.
Well, that's true, yeah. But if you produce that many potential assists, there will be some assists.
It would be better if it was like...
As a result.
Are they just playing in the wing, playing as wingers now, just so they can win a competition and fuck off the defensive
responsibilities? Yeah.
But it'd be better if it was more like Robertson had a competition with Messi and he was like neck and neck. They'd be like, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
It's not like, me and the other fullback.
Yeah.
We've got a competition to see who can maybe get the most assists. Mm.
Well, it's good if you're a TAA and or Robertson owner.
I wonder how many people have gone for the double act.
Me.
Oh, really?
You're looking at the guy. Big T-Dog Shaqiri. Mendy. We're going to get to Mendy. We've got some questions about Mendy in the social segment. But yeah, Mendy's injured. I brought in TAA. Don't mind saying it. Partly because Craig did it as well. And all I need to do this year is beat Craig. And then it's 3-2 to me. And then that's the end of the competition. So yeah, clean sheet and bonus for VVD as well. So yeah, all them Liverpool centre-backs are looking really good. Chelsea 0, Everton 0, another defender that's looking very good, Alonso.
Oh, smash juicy.
Unbelievable points.
He did go quiet for a couple of games, but
But yeah, he's the second highest in the game.
He's played.
Is he? Oh no, he's the top scorer, in Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
He's played every minute of every game.
Yeah, he's loving it. He averages, I did it the other week, didn't I? He's averaging like 7 points a game or something.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I've had him since day one and his price has rocketed, so yeah. Made some sweet bunts on that shit. He's the second highest. Only if you cash it in, yeah. Which they won't let me do. Second highest percentage after Aguero, yeah. That was another 0-0. Arsenal won Wolves. We scraped the draw. I was worried.
Late goal.
Yeah, I was very happy with that. Still undefeated in 15, is
it? Yeah, drawn a few, though.
Yeah, still undefeated, though. Look up the definition of undefeated in the dictionary, please.
Mid-table. It says.
Me does it. Damn. Burn. God damn it. Mkhitaryan and Cavaliero.
Cavaliero, yeah. Mkhitaryan hasn't been around, has he, really? Yeah, and he's popped up with a goal. So yeah. And it was it some dodgy cross that went in, wasn't it?
Shotgun cross.
He is so cheap. He played ever 6.7 for Mkhitaryan.
Well, he started at started at 7 and went down.
Welbeck's out now, isn't he?
He's fucked.
And I think the two
both have gone yellow.
Aubameyang and Lacazette have gone yellow, so he may get a start this week. Who they got?
We got Bournemouth, I believe, on Sunday. Away, yeah. I think. Mm. Yeah.
But then they've got a couple of harsh games, haven't they? So.
Mm. Yeah, but, you know. Yeah, we've got Tottenham after that. It's going to be big, isn't it?
But Ramsey out of favour as well, because he won't sign his...
Yeah, that's going to happen. He's going to go in January.
Really?
I think so, which is a shame. But I just don't think he figures in any plans that are happening there.
So weird, you think now...
Because you want to carry on drawing games, whereas he'll win your games.
He wants to win games, and we're not having that.
No.
We want to stay undefeated.
That. Undefeated.
Don't need to be winning. Just undefeated, please. Stop being risky and trying to win games. And then the final game was City 3, United 1. Aguero scores his 8th for the season. David Silva is fucking on amazing form. Back-to-back goals for that lad. Hacksaw Gundogan with a lovely goal. I haven't said Willy Bolly yet. This week, maybe I'll slip it in. We've got some tweets about Willy Bolly being someone's favourite. Willy Bolly.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Willy Bolly. we had some people saying that was like the best thing ever. So, Hacksaw Gundogan. Goals there. And then Martial, 6-5 for him.
Mental, isn't it?
Only a pen, but I didn't think he'd be the penalty taker. I think Lukaku was on.
No one's got any running out of players anyway.
Matter, I would have thought, would have taken that penalty. Was he not a penalty taker?
He might have gone off by then.
Maybe. But yeah, no, Martial, loving it.
They're four of their top five players, points-wise, are all injured at the minute.
Really?
Yeah, Martial, Pogba, Lukaku and Shaw.
Yeah,
the yellow, but then again, it's international and it's like fake injuries, I imagine.
Maybe, there are a lot.
Yeah, it's probably the same with Lacazette and Bamiyang.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
to be fair, I haven't really looked into the injuries as closely as I normally would.
Martial is still only 7.6.
I know.
That isn't too bad. Considering he started, I mean, he went down to 7.2, but he started at 7.5, so it's not the worst.
Yeah.
Mm. I never really rated him, but Craig.
Craig's got him, actually. Yeah. He's put his money where his tits are, and he's bought Martial in, and he was reaping those sweet, sweet points last game week.
God, hasn't he got 50 points in his last six games?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
There you go. Yeah, he's hit the form. Get on it. Get on that shit. Because United have got a decent-ish run. A couple of easy games. They've still got Fulham to come, which is still the juiciest of all the danglers.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what will happen now. Like, will he come in and then Fulham tighten up the defence? And then who will be the juicy affair?
Cardiff.
Yeah, but they're quite the teams, because they've got more haven't they?
Well, you never know. We're getting sort of towards that. By Christmas, you're halfway through the season. So maybe this second half, everyone's going to kind of sort themselves out.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it'll take Ranieri a few weeks to sort Fulham out, and then they're going to be... they won't be the whipping boys of the Premier League anymore.
But then I think you come to a certain point where you can't just grind out 0-0 draws. Like, I also want to do all those draws. Like, you want to... they need to go for wins.
Yeah.
So maybe some of the other teams that have been more defensive, like Huddersfield, Cardiff, Newcastle, may try and open up a bit more. So a few more juicy danglers to
That's a very well illustrated point. Yes, I like it. That was game week 12. It seems like a long time ago. It's over now. We finished talking about it. It's time to do our league, lads. It's getting close. Well, obviously, we're talking about Christmas. After Christmas, from the new year, we're going to close our league, I think. We're at about 9,000, I think. So we're not far off that 10,000 target that we wanted. So you can still join our mini league. Brought to you by monster-shop.co.uk with prizes. A PS4 bundle for the overall winner, plus monthly Manager of the Month prizes. You can join with a PIN 4817-1594 or the auto-join link, thegaffertapes.com/join. John, do you want to do the top 10, mate?
Nothing less.
Okay, so go number 10, Reece Gowge with Reese's Pieces. In 9th is Joe Stone with Victor Moses Lawn. 8th is Matthew Kearney with Team Carp. In 7th is Orenberg 93 with an imaginatively titled name, Orenberg.
Nice.
In 6th is Vadim Shmitov, and this looks like a Russian spelling, it's P-E-O. That's probably the drug that the Russian players were on during the World Cup.
Oh, probably. Satire with the top 10. Lovely.
Joint 4th is Shares Harris with Corner Tigers. with a misplaced apostrophe. Can I just point that out?
Damn
disgraceful.
It. God damn it.
And Gurbamiratav Miradov with his team Alamut.
Wow.
In third is Miranda Priha with Catch Me If You Killian. Second is Matti Karainen with Haukivuoren Palo. And in first spot, some 30 points ahead, is Miljan Bajic with Millimax.
That is one of the best readings of the top 10 we've ever had.
Jesus Christ.
I need some Top of the Pops backing music next time.
I know, I was thinking that. I was like, that's what we're missing. Just ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Shout out to Ghanese Wizards, who are currently top of the month.
Manager of the month.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Have we got 2 weeks left or 1 week?
Two game weeks.
Yeah, because the game week comes on next weekend is a Friday, so it's two games.
He's on 173 points so far. I just got distracted because in sixth place, according to this, is Marcin Wazalewski with Wisla Krakow.
What?
Someone in the chart.
That can't be...
I don't know if it's probably
that's got to be.
That's where Wellers is.
That's where he's playing. That's where
it literally must be someone who's done it.
Where's Wellers?
But they triple captain Salah. It's got to be someone's sausage, isn't it?
Oh my God. It's got to be someone's secret sausage. That's a listener's secret sausage.
Whoever you are.
That might be him. I'm going to do some research.
Whoever you are, use all your chips.
Use all your chips. 2 weeks,
you've got to come top.
Get top this month and we'll send you. And you get a PS4. I should probably do. Oh, no, you don't. Sorry. No, sorry. You don't get that for winning the month. You get some vouchers. Sorry, I apologise. Yeah.
A Wazalewski mug.
Yeah, you get a Wellers mug. Sign it yourself.
Yeah, awesome. If Wazalewski wins it, he gets a Wazalewski mug.
Maybe we'll bring back Where's Wellers for next week.
Yeah, and we just tell you what the position he is in the league.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's really good. I'll do that. Quickly, just before we go for this section, we'll do our positions. Ash, still daddy of G-Wing, 1,671st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Big T-Dog, the people's champ, 2,639th.
You're doing pretty well.
Craig.
Surprised.
Well, you were...
quite patronising there,
right? I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, it was.
Really
tried.
Well done.
Because you and Craig weren't that far apart a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's more that I've kind of just plateaued and stayed steady, and Craig's been shit. Craig's been very shit. Craig is down at 5,778, 116 click wanker. And John, you, mate, you're sitting somewhere between me and Craig, 3,000.
Closer to you than Craig.
314. You are closer to me than Craig, that's very true. Well, yeah, to be fair, it's probably only a couple of points between me and you at the moment.
I've got to say, my secret sausage team, which is about 6,000, not too far off Craig, but I've self-imposed I can only have players with 4 letters or less in their surname.
And you're at the same...
almost near Craig.
Oh, that is devastating for Craig. What a blow.
Possible?
So Craig is on the same points as someone who has a secret sausage yet with, what is it? Four letters or less
in their surname.
So it's what it's made up by people
Hart,
like...
Ryan.
Me.
No, you've got Holmes.
That's really good. Dunk.
Oh, no, you got Kane, Sane.
Oh, Mane. Okay, so I'm saying...
But then
that.
The rest of it is Dunk.
Dunk. Shit.
Hart, Ryan in goal.
Twat.
Ozil. There's a couple, but it's probably, when you get injuries, there's not much.
There's not much you can do, Yeah, nice. There we go. Yes, thanks very much. We are going to be back in section 2, the social segment, with all our lovely questions. And then, part 3, we're going to do...
It's an actual quiz.
There's an actual quiz.
An actual quiz.
My
I've written in
God.
Advance. It's not even funny. It's just a proper quiz.
Fantastic. That's a hook, isn't it? Yeah. It's not even funny.
Not even funny. No, you're not allowed to laugh. It's a proper serious quiz. I really, really...
Love my mastermind.
The questions are fucking impossible.
Really?
It's going to be the best. Big long silences.
Get the black leather seat out. Yeah. Fantastic. Well,
I didn't know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
What have I got myself into?
Yeah, well, you know, that happens afterwards. That happens afterwards.
Okay.
So while we get the
dildo, I may not be back for segment 2.
We'll see you in a second.
Hi, and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Ash here with Tom and the real OG.
Good evening.
We've never started a podcast by going, hi. That's lovely. I love that. No, that's great. That's great. Keep it in.
Jezza's late night love story.
It was a little bit, wasn't it? Hi. Hi there. Good evening.
Hi, you've been sending us in messages in a little segment we like to call
Tweets from a Tweet.
Who's asking?
Yeah! He loved it. He loved it.
So what's the first erotic fiction we've ever seen?
FPL Problems says... I can't see all of it. FPL Problems on Twitter says... Get rid of Mendy. Liverpool have a nice run and Spurs look good after game week 14. Get rid of Mendy. We had a few Mendy-related questions. This represents all of them. Are they getting rid of him? Because he's gone red, for anyone that doesn't know. One of the top scoring, I think, the other than Alonso, the top scoring defender, or he was before he took
been
a knock.
It's like this, isn't he? Oh, yeah, he's having surgery again, isn't he? He's back in Barcelona.
Yes.
You already said about Spurs a nice run, so what's your other options with Mendy? You can go to Walker.
Well, I had Mendy. I got rid of him for TAA, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah. I think the double up on Liverpool's decent. Liverpool have got an amazing run as well. They've got more clean sheets than City, but they've got very good clean sheets. If you look at... So I was looking for a Mendy replacement. I looked at Laporte.
Yeah.
Laporte, yeah.
Tay. I was going with Tay and I was like, Laporte. Looked at him and all his points are made up just from clean sheets.
Yeah, it's just sixes.
He hasn't got, it's just sixes. And I was like,
but he's consistent though. He plays 90 minutes. There's hardly any cheaper defenders that play 90
minutes.
How
cheap
every
is
week.
He? What's
six mil, I reckon.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It is exactly six.
How much
could
is
check, but we don't want it.
What's
6.5.
Yeah.
But he's on less points.
Is he?
Yeah, because he gets... he doesn't play every game, but he plays most.
Yeah, he gets,
but
he gets a little
he's got more chance of getting an assist or a goal, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, marginally, he's got... Well, he's got one goal and no assists so far. Mm.
Okay.
And Laporte is on one goal and no assists. Yeah. So, in fact, no.
So...
But they might have even scored in the same game. No, they didn't.
See, I think someone like... If you haven't got Robertson or Van Dijk or Alexander-Arnold, I'd go for one of them boys personally. Or, you know, like you say, Spurs have got an amazing run after game week 14. So, Trippier, although I don't know if he's 100% at the moment.
No, he's not. He went off in the last game, didn't he? I'm sure he
yeah.
did.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I think Laporte, to be honest, it's not very exciting. But City never fucking concede. Well, they've won every game and drawn one. I mean, they can see like one, but they win 5-0, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Even if they're not getting, even if he's not an attacking threat, really.
It was just, yeah,
it's
just
someone
for
6 million who's getting six every week.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it? It's not bad.
Well, because there's only like a handful of players that have got more points than him. Mm. I mean, like obviously Alonso, Robertson are smashing him to bits.
Yeah.
But no one else is.
No, that's true.
The only other option would be pick somebody who plays less frequently and gets bigger points. Like, say Mendy has got slightly more points, or the same-ish points, right?
Yeah.
But plays less games, so he's a better return per game.
Mendy.
Yeah. But then you have to get someone to play when Mendy's not playing as well. See what I mean? Mendy's a better pick per minute.
Than
Laporte. Yeah. Laporte. So you would pick Mendy if he was playing every game.
Yeah.
Or if you had somebody who was playing where Mendy wasn't.
So the question is, who to replace Mendy with? And your answer is Mendy.
What's Delph? Is he a left back?
This is the thing.
Yeah.
It's either you get in Laporte or you don't replace Mendy.
Yeah.
You get a second player to fill in for him when he's not playing.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay. Yeah, because, to be fair, get rid of Mendy was the initial question. Get rid of Mendy, ?
Yeah.
I did.
How long's he out for?
I don't know. He's had surgery. I saw someone say about someone was out for 10 weeks with this similar surgery last year.
Yeah.
Well, so, what about, is Delph down as a...
Delph and Wild Potatoes. I don't know. Who's going to play instead?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be your like for like, wouldn't it?
And then that's someone potentially a lot cheaper getting sixes every week.
I wonder who... I don't know who's replaced him, because he's been injured a few times so far this season, hasn't he? But I don't know
Mendy, has he?
Yeah. I don't know who's been playing in his place, because it was Delph all last season.
Yeah.
I think it was Delph, actually, because he's played like, a few times.
Okay. Maybe Delph
and
Delph, just
Delph
straight
is a
swap,
defender in the game.
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, 5.3.
5.3 might be worth. But then if you're going to spend that money, Trent Alexander-Arnold's 5.1. Get that.
I'll do that.
I bought him in at 5. I've bought him in before. Mendy's price dropped and his price rose because he had a great international break. TAA. So I've gone in, but maybe look at Spurs if Trippier by game week 14 looks all right. As soon as Tottenham's run become nice, get involved. We'll give me 15, rather.
Stones, maybe.
Yeah.
I think he's probably slightly more likely to get a cheeky bonus point than Laporte.
Okay, yeah.
And he chips him the odd goal as well. I don't know if he scored this.
Yeah, he's a big pick, has he?
No, never. The whole time he's been with him. And he was really, like, 5 million last year. Yeah. It seemed like that was going to be the one, but...
Didn't work. So there's a few options, FPL problems. Hopefully we've solved those problems.
I don't think we have. We've made it worse.
I don't think we've made it worse. He'll get to tweet us next week, and his Twitter handle is going to be FPL double problems, more like...
Mo gaffers, mo problems.
Toby said, VAR in the PL, OK or NO?
Has he put enough FPL abbreviations in that?
Well, that's obviously...
Hashtag FPL at the end.
Hashtag FPL as well. So, obviously, that is the big news. We mentioned it briefly about Charlie Austin was saying. I don't know if Charlie Austin's... thing, you know, the way he kicked off. I don't know if that was like a, you know, the final straw and they went, right, let's get VAR in next season. But that's essentially what's happening, isn't it? VAR in the Premier League next year. Is it going to affect
FPL? So for FPL, that's going to be good for any penalty takers.
Yeah.
So, Milojevic.
More penalties.
Yeah. Oh. But we saw in the World Cup, there was lots of penalties in the group stages and then everyone kind of got used to it and then, yeah, stopped pulling shirts and stuff like that, and so that may taper off. But also, the flip side of that is your divers aren't going to get as many penalties and will get yellow cards. Ah. So you might want to lay off those to begin with.
That's very true, yeah.
So your Sterlings.
That's how it's going to affect it.
But then was it because England got loads of penalties in the World Cup, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a lot of shit.
And is it because we're a bunch of divers?
Well, I mean, Sterling.
No, it's because we were given the penalties that we should have had.
Was it?
Yeah, it's because they were given penalties for pulling shirts and things like that we should have had, because we aren't divers, and normally we wouldn't get those penalties.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a theory.
Nah. It's a fact.
It's a fact. John is a very keen England supporter, aren't you, John? And you're also a part of the National Front, we'd like to say that at this point.
And Ireland. So and part of the IRA. So I'm
part of all of that.
Yeah, I do a half and half.
Do you do a half
National
half?
Front, IRA
full
shirt.
Body tattoo.
Yeah, really go for it. Sometimes you punch myself in the face just to really...
And call yourself an English pig and stuff. Yeah, so VAR in the Premier League is going to be interesting. It is going to affect FPL, probably in the ways you just mentioned.
What do you think about it?
VAR?
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of did make it a little bit exciting last year, didn't it? In the World Cup, rather. Yeah. Did make it quite interesting and exciting. But then I'm sure a decision is going to not go my way and then I'm going to hate it. But I didn't really have a problem with it in the World Cup.
No.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how it does affect
fantasy football. Yeah, as long as it doesn't fuck up the flow of the game.
Yeah, that is the problem, isn't it? That is the problem, yeah.
I think it's more for the fans in the stadiums. They don't really know what's going on. I don't think they've really kind of worked out to that. I know they have it in a rugby when they show it on the big screen. So for some reason, they don't put it on the big screen. So I don't know what
do they not do that because it would affect maybe the ref's decision?
Well, the ref's watching it, isn't he?
Mm. I always think that at MMA events, like in the UFC, when they re-show
the
specific highlights, and you think, is that affecting the judges' decision? Because they'll say, oh, it'll be like a little 30-second package of all the best bits from McGregor, let's say, and they'll just show that bit. And you never know, the judge might have a little look and go, oh, actually, McGregor did do all right. Do you know what I mean?
So the producer may favour one person and put more of those in. But if the referee's seeing that, you're going to get the crowd noises anyway. They're used to that. So I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
If he's making the right decision.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that he'd probably get less flack because they'll see that what he's been looking at. So.
Total humble brag, but I was at the ATP Tour Final on Sunday and they use... Obviously, a poor guy in that, don't they?
Yeah.
So but I guess that's more like ball line technology. Goal line technology.
Yeah.
But that's always the example people give. Like in the tennis, they do it.
Mm.
And it adds to it.
Yeah.
People clap and stuff and it does it. And the technology's there. And it's even quicker than it used to be.
Mm.
And on the screen, it doesn't show that virtual picture anymore. It shows you it in line with the actual game.
Okay.
That's quite good. But it's not, it doesn't stop the game. It's not, they're not adjudicating on decisions, are they?
So the game's already stopped, isn't it?
It's the same. It's not like if, so we've got goal line technology at the minute, which is the same, but it's not like if Sharapova throws her racket at someone, the referee will go like, the umpire will be like, let's go for a video replay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit her in the tits, right. You're off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I can't believe you went to the golf. Do you like watching golf?
Tennis.
Oh, is it? What did you say, the
ATP.
Oh, the ATP, I thought it was golf.
Does sound like it when you said it. Oh.
Yeah, especially those rackets they use in golf.
Sharapova noted.
Oh, no, I got that. I thought you were just moving
frame rackets.
Oh, well, I mean, even so, I didn't know you were into tennis. Either one.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
What were you doing there?
What, do you like tennis?
Went to the semi-finals last year.
I didn't know this. I thought we told each other everything. I didn't know
you had a picture
tennis.
Of me there.
Did you?
I don't know if I'm bad at it. Tom.
There you go. Hope that answered all your questions, Toby. We've got a tweet from Stray Goat. Should FPL have an international feature? So there's something for FPL fanatics to do during the international break.
Fuck, that's a good idea.
A little international feature within that. So not a... Yeah, not like...
Yeah.
International...
Can't just gamble. Go to the bookies you and gamble and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about, like, yeah, like a little mini-game.
Gamble responsibly, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, responsible gambling.
Responsible gambling.
It's not about... I don't know if it's a good idea to have it in the game. Mm. It's a good idea to think of.
Yeah, how would we do it?
They do one at World Cups, don't they?
It's so fucking shit.
Yeah, people get knocked out.
Like McDonald's mega Hernando
ball.
And you substitute people out and you put them back in. Oh,
we tried to do one when we first started, 2014, when we first started ever doing it for that World Cup. Then I think we did one 2016 for the Euros with a little joint league with Fantasy Yamar. Us and him did a little Gaffer Yamar league. And I didn't fucking understand what was going on. Yeah, I never get it. Yeah.
Send in your ideas for what you think it would be. Yeah. Like some sort of, because you wouldn't really want it affecting the main league, but something where your players collected international points and there was some sub-league.
Maybe that would work. Maybe we'll put that out and answer that. What was the question that we asked? We asked the question at the start of the season. We had for weeks where people adding answers and coming up with ideas for it. And I can't remember what the subject was. It was something like that, but it wasn't this.
The boot room.
No. Oh, yeah.
People denying,
What happened to the boot room? That really good feature that we did a Game Week 1 podcast that we haven't brought back.
People kept demanding it. They were like, more boot room. Can't we not have the premiership and just have the boot room instead?
On our Wikipedia page, a lot of our old features are listed. That's not listed, the boot room.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's the Sue face get a mention on it.
Sue doesn't get a mention on Wikipedia.
Oh, no.
I think it would get taken down.
She's got her own page.
She does have her own page, yeah, obviously. It's got a linky fucking
You're a subset of her page.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That'd be so good.
So that's interesting. If you have any ideas, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes if you fancy that. And then we'll probably speak to the official FPL Twitter account and see if we can, get that sorted. Got a tweet from Devon. Hi, I'm going to use my wild card. He started his sentence like you did, Ash. I'm going to use my wild card before the end of the year and I just can't decide on Kane. Please assist.
You have to use your wild card before the end of the year, don't you? Your first wild card.
Yeah, but you don't have to use it.
Well, you use it or you lose it, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my wild card before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. So he doesn't have to.
He might not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now you pointed out that he said hi, all the rest of the tweets seem really rude.
Yeah.
Like,
should FPL. VAR in the PL? Okay. Should I?
Yeah.
Well, like I say, if you're going to, do it game week... I mean, Kane, if he's going to score, he's going to score. It doesn't matter that they're playing.
But isn't he doing shit? Or is he not?
He's doing all right, but it's just for the money. Like, I did get rid of him because I wanted to bolster up my Liverpool players.
You wanted to have good players, isn't he? Well, he's got a lot of points.
He's always going to get points, isn't he? So, yeah,
he is.
I think Devon, the old chap, can wait until game week 15. Smash it for next. Cardiff at home, then Crystal Palace at home, Fulham away. That's three games.
Yeah.
He's got to score at least three or four goals in those.
Yeah, he's got a really nice little run.
Southampton, Leicester, Burnley, Everton, Bournemouth, Wolves, Cardiff.
Fill your boots, Mr.
Even then, Man United, Fulham, Watford, Newcastle.
From what game's that? Because I don't reckon I'd be able to get him.
Yeah, from game
really struggle now.
15,
which so is like when?
Start of December. They're playing Arsenal on the 2nd of December, so after that.
Right.
It is like, yeah, it's pretty sweet all the way up until February, basically.
Even Arsenal.
Yeah. Well, we leak goals.
Oh, that's interesting.
You do, yeah, look at that. That run is amazing, isn't it?
Who would you rather have out of Aubameyang and Joe Cole.
Joe Cole
who retired last week.
Yeah.
What about Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole.
I think I was actually
Martina Cole. I was actually thinking
Andy Cole.
Andy Cole.
Who would you...
I don't
know. Would you have Aubameyang or Kane?
Coleman's mustard.
Again, the game against each other.
Against each other, Kane, probably.
So in that case, you may as well get Kane in.
Definitely.
Game week 14. Because Arsenal have got Man United the week after.
Mm.
So it's only really the choice, would you get Kane in this week against Chelsea?
Yeah.
And that's at home. So, but yeah, Chelsea get that.
I mean, he is. We had this conversation last week. We had it when Craig was here before. It's one of them where he is going to get decent points throughout, but, you know, could your money be spent better elsewhere? If you had Kane and Fraser, is it going to be better than, you know, Vardy and Hazard or something? Do you know what I mean? So you've got to look at the whole package. You're not looking at the whole pie, Jenny. So
get the whole package in front of your face.
Get the whole package directly in front of your face, yeah. There you go. And last little tweet is from Sabzi. It's been a while. He said, lads, in a serious, totally FPL-related question, the Spice Girls are reuniting for a stadium tour. Who is your fave Spice Girl? FYI, I like them all. I like the black one most, though. What's her name? She's hot. Well, obviously, he's talking about Scary Spice. Not my favourite, not because she's black, but I was like Jerry, if you don't mind me saying. I liked Jerry when I was younger, and now probably Emma's the best, isn't she?
We think. I ain't seen him since. I think back in the day, my favourite was Posh Spice.
Was she?
But she's not on the tour, is she? So,
she's not on the tour. She's the one that didn't join and think she's better than them.
She was at the tennis.
Was she at the tennis?
She was asking Ash to join the tour instead of her.
Exactly, yeah.
Was she? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Goblin Spice.
That was like a really shit aftershave.
Or one of those shit real ales, Goblin Spice.
Like a winter ale.
Yeah, only a winter.
Little bit of nutmeg in it.
Oh, it tastes like shit.
I didn't think, when I was younger and they were out, I hated the music, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean, you probably liked it.
Obviously.
But
it's catchy.
Yeah, but so I didn't think any of them were attractive at all.
Yeah.
But I noticed recently, they've got way hotter as they've got older.
I'd like to say to you now, go back and watch the video for the one where they're all in the desert in the leather.
No.
Say you'll be there.
That was on literally yesterday. Yeah. That's what got me thinking about it. I was thinking, like, they are not. They don't do it for me. But now, they all look really nice. They've got way hotter. Apart from maybe Victoria.
You should have done that when I was in the top 10.
Maybe we'll go back and edit it over. If you just let me sing now for like 20 seconds and then we'll do it. I won't do it. Jerry. Yeah, I think at points they've all looked... Do you know who looks all right now? Mel C looks nice.
She will do.
She looks a bit like Kate Middleton now. Weird. And what? She was the worst.
She's no, still honestly, wearing tracksuits.
No way. Bras now, probably. I don't know. Right, so let's move on to everyone's favourite section. It is, of course, Any Other Business.
We got feedback. Feedback!
Okay, that was the lovely jingle there.
Or not,
if you forgot to put it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, they'll be thinking that was weird. Which has happened before. We got an email. Now, this email from Dr. Nicholas Burney Hall, pretty much sums up what Any Other Business is about. It's a quote from our last podcast where we said, Newcastle 0, Watford 1. So a great 3 points for Newcastle.
But to be fair to Dan...
Was it 3 bonus points for one of their players?
No, it was. I just got it around the wrong way. Okay. It was supposed to be Newcastle 1, Watford 0. So a great 3 points for Newcastle. But I wrote it on the email the wrong way around. And then I just read it out. And neither Ash nor Dan pointed it out.
But Newcastle won, didn't they?
They did win. Yeah, it was just the numbers around the wrong way.
You're
an accountant, isn't you, Johnny? Doesn't matter, does it?
You just flip the numbers a little bit.
It could fuck things up a little bit. Massage the numbers.
He sent that from his iPhone as well, that says. That's how desperate he wanted to get that.
Exactly.
But thanks, NBA. I did reply
that's
and say that
what
is literally...
That's what doctor money gets you.
Yeah, gets you an iPhone.
Imagine
having an iPhone.
Imagine that.
He's tweeted us before.
He's treated us.
Have you seen his credentials?
He tweeted us something that I thought was quite ill. I think...
Was it a certificate or something?
Was he in open surgery? Getting a selfie.
Yeah. Massaging a heart. Like that.
I can't remember, there was a viral video of him just gently clutching your testicles.
Yes, that's right.
There's loads of those.
Yeah, but there's...
That doesn't mean he's a doctor.
They're 10 a penny nowadays. Right, we got a tweet from Obamdan Twining. What does that mean?
Get It seems like it's the thing.
His name's Dan Twining. Nice, I like that. It's nice. I apologise for butchering that. Do you want to read one? John, do you want to read this, mate?
Okay. I'm so sorry to be that guy stat boffin, but as an Arsenal fan, was personally afflicted by Tom's underselling of Aubameyang as only having goals.
Oh, what's happened there is we haven't opened the whole email for you.
We've stitched him right up.
This is where you need the numbers. They need to be in the right order.
You might be right off. I will start from the beginning.
Yeah, please do.
I'm so sorry to be that guy stroke stat boffin, but as an Arsenal fan, I was personally afflicted by Tom's underselling of Aubameyang as only having 5 goals. He's joint top goal scorer with Aguero and Hazard on 7! Exclamation mark. But it's cool. I am mad. FPL skateboard destroyed me.
That was from last week. Aguero has now scored his 8th of the season. So technically, you're in the wrong, Aubameyang. But at the time, it was all right. Yeah.
What we can do is we'd read this out next year and be like, these stats aren't bad at all.
He hasn't scored any.
He's not mad, but still, exclamation mark. It was.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not mad. But he liked the FPL skateboard chat from last week. This really is like an episode of Points of View more than ever, because it's just people pointing out where we're wrong. We've got one from Raphael Briand.
I think if you do a section where we ask people to message in things we did wrong, it does lend itself.
Well, he said, and we mentioned it earlier.
You bunch of cunts.
Any other business? You referred to fourth place in the league as M3O. We did it again this week. Those are did you not?
No.
Those are letters in the Russian alphabet, brackets.
Cyrillic,
close brackets. You're cleverer than I thought, John. His team name is N3O, which is P-E-O in our alphabet. And you read it correctly. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Raphael Brand fucking Russian.
I don't know. He's not Russian.
No, he's French.
Yeah, well, he's French.
It doesn't mean he doesn't know Russian. No, that's true.
Except for he's put in our alphabet.
Maybe he's not Russian.
He's talking about this. He's talking about the regular part of it, isn't he?
Oh, in our alphabet.
God damn it. I thought he'd put it in.
Oh, I see. This is where
he's not a Russian spy.
I am not Russian. I am French.
Has he been to Salisbury recently? That's why.
I tell you what. Satire again. There we go. Interesting. Raphael Briand.
So the team is PEO.
PEO, we'll have to remember. We'll never remember that every week. FPL Lewis tweeted us, any other business, hashtagged it. G'day gaffers, just quietly, but not really, pretty sure Craig slagged off Anderson the other week. So yeah, have that. And then tweeted us him getting 13 points. So last pod that Craig was on, he slagged off Anderson. And obviously Anderson's had this massive... I think he did.
Did he say something that's a low-end product or something like that?
He does look tasty, but
the last few weeks he's done the business.
58 points in six games. Whatever it is,
But he doesn't skateboard as well as Craig, so it like fucks him up a little bit, I think.
Exactly. Shit on a skateboard.
Yeah. He's never even ever eaten a kangaroo's testicle.
Never. And Craig just does that for fun in his hotel room on his own. Cheers, yeah, thanks for getting
served on a skateboard.
People get stuff served on tiles,
don't they? Yeah. He just gets it served on a skateboard.
Just roll it down
the hotel corridor to him.
Do either of you watch it? Skateboard. I haven't, I keep meaning to. You've been watching, we were talking about it in the pub.
Harry Redknapp's really good on it.
The neighbour is on it, isn't he?
Oh, Nick Knowles!
Yeah, Knowles!
I saw Knowlesy before
the live
podcast as I was coming into London to do the live podcast. Check it out, episode 101. I saw Knowlesy, which was nice. And I saw him when we done our Christmas episode like 3 years ago as well. Just literally down the road from the studio.
I thought you meant he came in to do it.
He didn't, unfortunately. No. He'd be up for it, I'm sure.
He's quite good as well, like him.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Right. Azam Alif said, thank you for reading my tweet on your podcast. As usual, your podcasts are awesome and so fucking hilarious. Mr. Dan Tiller is a great super sub for Craig, the legendary skateboarder. God bless you guys. P.S. I'm from Malaysia, not Egypt.
Why did he shoot?
I think it's because he's got Mo Salah in his... profile pic.
Yeah. They're quite far apart as well, aren't they?
Malaysia and Egypt. I don't know, are they?
Yes.
There you go.
Probably the same distance from us to Egypt is the same.
You should come on more often, John, because you've got knowledge, you've got You know your numbers.
Yeah. Don't want to be patronising. You can read pretty well.
And you can read a lot. That's the main thing we've been lacking these years.
I can read Russian.
Five seasons and none of us can read. Finally, let's read this one from some guy called Ian Stimson.
Wow, Stimmers.
If Tom hasn't got the hashtag balls to triple captain a player like Salah against fucking Fulham, the worst Premier League team in a while, then he can never bang the drum for triple captain and on a single game week ever again. I have spoken. And that was it. It's angry from Stimmers.
And what did you do? Did you triple captain?
I didn't. As I said at the start, if I'd have got him in, I would have done, and it would have failed. But I would have done. If I could have tweaked it so that Salah came in, I even at one point contemplated using my free hit to fill up with your best Liverpool
captain. Yeah.
Liverpool, but you couldn't do it anyway. So I was like, I didn't. But yeah.
I did triple captain Salah a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, what?
And he got 15 points.
In your actual team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he's got five letters in his
name. Oh, of course.
He got 15 points. I think he's getting to Huddersfield or Brighton or something like that. So that was
that's
a single
not too
game.
Bad.
Yeah, so
that's
45
really
points.
That's the same.
You might,
as,
definitely might not get that in a double game.
Because that would be someone getting, what, 7 and 6?
Yeah.
That's
not
7 and 8.
Yeah.
So 7 and an 8 week. That's
bad. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, 15's a good shout.
That's
a
good telling one. Off from the fat column.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Screw you, Stimbleberries. Right, let's have a very quick email before we go. This is a nice email. Oh, blimey. Do the thing. Let's read this. Do you want to read this, John? You can read this, mate.
All right.
I think you've got the voice that would this bloke would sound like. Yeah, I think this bloke would sound like
Where's
you.
Where's his name?
I think he's down
at the bottom.
I think he's...
sounds it off.
Okay. What's Wonder Woman's name?
Wonder Woman?
Diana.
No, I think it's Godot.
Godot?
Godot.
Oh, I don't know.
The real name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I was thinking the character name. Diana something around.
Maybe this guy's her sister. They've got the same surname.
Oh.
Phil Godot. Waiting for Godot. Anyway, hi gents. First time emailer. Me and my mate listen in the van while out delivering furniture. It's as dull as it sounds. But your podcast makes us laugh a lot. Nice. Fantasy question. I have had a love-hate relationship with Sterling this season. Every time I bring him in, he doesn't play in the next game. Then whenever I boot him out, he bloody scores. I'm on the verge of a life-changing wildcard, but need to know whether I should have him or Hazard, that is.
Yeah.
Can only afford one as I want both Kane and Kun up top. Congratulations on the book deal and to Craig for being back in a land of down under skateboard.
Nice one, Phil Gaddo.
Life-changing wildcard. That's
a life-changing wildcard.
Yeah. It's taking it seriously, but fair play.
Sterling. Have either of you boys got Sterling?
I just took a hit. So my second hit in 2 years.
I noticed
years.
You've been taking... Yeah,
I've taken
you took,
one
or was
in 2 years.
It just one? I saw you take a hit the other week.
Yeah, to get rid of him.
To get rid of Sterling, crazy bastard.
But to get in Salah, in fairness, but...
Yeah.
I did have him just before his hot streak, and he did well. And that's when I took him out for Salah when he got when I got his triple captain.
Yeah.
Then the next week, Sterling scored big.
Yeah.
So maybe my triple captain wasn't as good as it made it sound.
Yeah, because...
But I'm confessing.
It's tough, isn't it? For Sterling, I do think he's going to get some huge game week points. Playing for that City side, man.
Especially with KDB still out.
Yeah,
that's one less player. Mm-hmm. I know they play in different positions, but the way they swap the squad around,
It's interesting, isn't it? If he wants, I think if you keep Kane and Aguero, you're going to have a decent team: Kane, Aguero, and Sterling, aren't you? Or Hazard? Oh, it's tough, man.
Same thing again, isn't it? It's like Sterling is a bigger points getter, but he's less consistent.
It's going to be by the end of the season. Hazard and Sterling are going to have very close points, I'm sure. It's going to be one of them. It's just a.
But I don't think that consistency really matters because you've got Kane and Aguero up front, so you're normally going to captain one of those two, aren't you? So if you're worried about Sterling not starting, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be captaining him.
Yeah. It's true. It probably doesn't matter, to be honest.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
none of it matters.
It's tough, though, isn't it? It's only going to be, even if it was 10 points between it, it's not worth losing bloody sleep over.
Neither of them come on for, like,
you need your
minute.
Strength.
That's the one thing you want to avoid, is if one of them, if they don't play, but then someone comes on for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If they don't play, they probably don't get on, really.
Mm.
Either, they're both the same price.
Yeah.
Whichever
Sterling and Hazard are the same price.
Well, within one pip of each other.
Well,
one
pip. What's a pip between friends?
I guess
it's life-changing wildcard.
Well,
it is
life-changing wildcard, yeah.
Let's not do him down.
We never actually fucking answered the question. I go for Sterling. Why not?
It depends. Yeah, unless you've got Man City player in your team.
I'd go for Hazard because you've already got Man City covered with Aguero. So Man City, Tottenham and Chelsea covered. Mm. And whoever's got the best fixture, that's your captain at home.
Yeah.
So just to cover it, if that's the choice.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. You heard it here. You heard it here from Johnny OG. There we go. That is the end of part two. We're going to be back with part three, where we're going to do a little bit of power bottom. We're going to preview the next game week. There's going to be a little quiz, and we're going to end with a little bit of Tibby Tinker. So yes, thanks very much. We'll see you in a second.
Hi. You're listening to Ash Kerr's Wet Midnight Hour, featuring Tommy Holmes. I think you're going to say hi.
Oh, sorry.
Stunned into silence.
My.
And John.
My. Hello.
The gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper.
To your desires. This week, we're going to be discussing next week's featured games.
This is weird. How long are we keeping this up?
Yeah, stop that now.
All night.
It's turning me on.
Game week 13. Unlucky for Sam.
Yeah. Probably
Craig.
Watford.
Probably unlucky for West Ham.
Yeah,
let's do it. There's no early kickoff or cheeky kickoff. There's a 3 o'clock kickoff.
Ooh, late deadline. Initial.
It's a late deadline. Ooh, it's a late deadline. Lovely. So the oversleepers will be happy.
All other people get up too early. Maybe they'll be back in bed.
What are they going to do? Yeah, will they go back to bed?
A bit like you last time when you were dithering over your thing and then forgot to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ditherer.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Brighton, Leicester.
Do we know what any of these... they're so inconsistent. It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brighton are good at home, though, aren't they? So yeah, I wouldn't go hard on Leicester players.
Don't go hard on them, for Christ's sake.
No, never. Especially if I've never gone through, so...
Everton Cardiff will be interesting. You've got to fancy Everton there. I think Everton have had all the potential. And they're at home against Cardiff. Cardiff really are going to be, or have been, the ones to pick against.
I'm hoping for four letter surname Jerry Mina, who's going to come in. You know, the big Colombian bloke who played against England.
Yeah, well, he was in Craig's first draft of Craig's team.
So hopefully he's going to come in and do the business.
He hasn't played at all, has he?
He's been injured. I think he came on as a sub.
In the last game?
Hoping big.
Either of you guys got any Everton players?
No, have not.
Not in the main team, though.
So still not got Richarlison or...
Oh, no, I did have, got rid of him for Mane.
Oh, all right, I see.
Powered up, levelled up.
Yeah, they're definitely not... They've got some points going for them, but people don't really like Everton, do they?
No.
They're not like a exciting pick. No. I've basically got the...
Sigurdsson, I don't think, is a bad shout.
But something about them, I've basically got the whole Bournemouth team.
Mm.
But no, well, I've got Richarlison, but that's it.
Well, Bournemouth team are going to be a million for each player, a million less, aren't they, really?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So that's where your bit more value is going to be.
That's where you're making it up. I don't know. I wasn't listening. Fulham, Southampton. It's Ranieri's first game in charge.
New manager bounce.
New manager at home to a Southampton team that are incredibly inconsistent.
Haven't they got a new manager as well?
No. Just a shit one.
Surely they will by the time this happens, won't they? Are they
going to keep... Hughes is still there.
Is he?
Still going strong. Moaning. Well, still limping along.
They can't get rid of him because it's never his fault, is it?
No, it's always the refs.
Yeah,
he's even got Charlie Austin on the game. It's the refs' fault.
Go on.
Who knows? Fulham can...
Can they do it? Can they do it? Well, yeah, we're getting to the power bottom picks in a minute, but I've certainly gone a bit off.
Ooh, a bit of a sneaky preview.
Yeah, absolutely. United at home to Palace. You'd fancy United there, really, wouldn't you? Although they've only really been performing in the last 20 minutes of the game recently, haven't they?
It's a bit close. It's hard to tell, isn't it?
I mean, I can't usually last 20 minutes, let alone the last 20 minutes.
What's Palace's injury situation like now? Are Zaha and Bissaka still both yellow?
Wan-Bissaka is yellow, he's
on the bench. Zaha didn't play last game, did he? Benteke stood out, but that might be a blessing.
Hasn't done anything in years.
But they're really a counter-attacking side, so maybe this would suit them, being away to Man United. But yeah, I wouldn't go too hard on either.
Nice. They've got Connor Wickham playing for them.
Wickers?
Yeah, he's just come back. I don't know how many minutes he's had recently.
He's had one season.
Yeah.
I cannot. You're right, but it wasn't too long ago. I didn't realize he was still playing.
He's had 1 minute all season.
Yeah,
that's incredibly strong. Isn't
yeah,
it?
He's back injured now. But...
there you go.
He's
so
again.
Came on. What a minute that was! Yeah. What a minute that must have been for Conor Whitehead.
Oh no, lack of match fitness, though, isn't it?
No, it's
thigh injury.
Dead. So came on. Took one to the thigh. Fucked off again.
Scott Dan as well. He used to be.
Oh man, he was
Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan.
He was good. That was amazing. He was really good. Scott Dan was like the pick. It was like him and Charlie Daniels were like the really good scoring defenders from last season and the season before. Fucking hell. Yeah, forget about them, boys. Watford Liverpool. Interesting. Yeah, Watford. Not bad form. They have gone off the boil a bit, haven't they? From their. They hate that. And it's like they get really good point scorers, but they're never the same ones every week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you do get some decent point scorers from Watford, getting big scores like 15, 16 point weeks, but then it's never the same ones 2 weeks in a row.
No. How many goals have Liverpool conceded this season? 5.
Yeah. It's definitely not a gimme for Liverpool, though, is it, really? Just to turn up away at Bridge Road.
Could be a draw there.
Yeah, I'm surprised to see that. Look at this, the Tottenham have nearly scored the same amount of goals as Liverpool. Don't know if I would have predicted that, really.
Yeah, just 3 in it.
Oh, look at that. Man United have scored as many as Tottenham as well.
Yeah, look how many have let in. Yeah. 21, Man United. Last year, the amount of clean sheets they had. So, Man United let in as many goals as Southampton.
Yeah, and Huddersfield.
How bad is that? Pretty much Huddersfield.
That's
De Gea was like a bang on clean sheet.
Said that for weeks, actually. Yeah, just no clean sheets this whole season so far.
It's crazy.
Or was it just the one? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Big one. West Ham at home to City.
Be nice to see City. Yeah, I don't mind City, but it'd be nice to see them get their first loss, I think, we'd all agree.
Yeah.
Just to spice things up.
Well, why not?
I did get offered a ticket to go to see this, but thankfully I'm away, so we won't get... I won't see that spanking. Yeah, otherwise I would have taken us up.
Where are you off to, John?
Cornwall.
Lovely.
Oh my God.
Little beer festival down in St. Austell.
Oh, that is literally Tom's dream, isn't it?
That is like my dream, yeah. It, maybe if it was more towards Devon than Cornwall, but still, I'll still come if you want me to come. Do you want me to come?
You can come if you want.
I don't want to put you under pressure on the podcast, but can I come?
Can you drive?
Definitely allowed to come?
You can drive?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah, it's going to be a routing, isn't it? Let's be honest, it's going to be City routing. Spurs-Chelsea is the late kickoff on Saturday. That's going to be a good game, yeah. I like that.
So if we think that Harry Kane could score in this game, maybe you get him in.
He rises to the occasion, doesn't he?
When do you get him in, yeah.
He does, he won't score against the smaller teams, but he will score against the big teams.
I think if, like Devon, is thinking about wild carding this week, then do it. Get that Kane in.
Who do you think got more of a chance of scoring? Kane against Chelsea or Aubameyang against Watford?
Bournemouth.
If it's against Bournemouth, yeah. I was thinking of Liverpool, but Firmino, it's not a swap, is it?
No, fucking hell, he ain't done it.
Oh, no, but Lacazette against Watford. It's a straight swap, isn't it?
Against Bournemouth.
He's about $3 million cheaper, though, Lacazette, isn't it?
I'm going to personally hold off on Kane for a couple of weeks and then see.
But so Liverpool and Arsenal got way easier fixtures, haven't they?
Yeah. As we said, Bournemouth-Arsenal, that's 1:30 on the Sunday.
That would be
really interesting to see.
I think Wolves-Huddersfield would be a good game as well.
Yeah. I think Wolves need to just turn it on a bit. All the potential's there for them, because they're a good team to watch.
Mm.
Maybe they'll...
haven't they plateaued, haven't they? Everyone's saying how good but they've just kind of...
Yeah, they've got the players, but it's just not...
But
really...
they're still in the bottom half, aren't they? So everyone's saying how great Wolves are coming up, but these are the games. They're like Huddersfield, and I think they've got a few easier games coming up. They've got Cardiff away next week, and then Newcastle and Bournemouth coming up in the next few weeks. So, they need to maximise these.
Absolutely. Maximisation.
So Cardiff have got, relatively easy run of fixtures finally.
Mm.
And same with West Ham actually. But so that could really cut Palace and Southampton, if they don't do something.
Yeah.
Put them down in the bottom.
Yeah, Cardiff, Everton, Wolves, West Ham, Southampton.
Winnable ones. They've got Man United away this weekend, but then winnable.
Who are any of those teams in the bottom five not got an easy run?
I think they're all kind of playing each other, so it could really...
I think that's what it is, isn't it? Yeah, Newcastle, Burnley, West Ham, Everton,
Southampton, that's not great.
Mm.
The only easier fixture they've got are Fulham and Cardiff away in the next five, yeah. and the other three are Man United, Tottenham and Arsenal.
Oh, it's got to be a bet that Hughes gets fired, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can't see him just going to survive those games. Imagine if they lose to Fulham and Cardiff.
By game week 15, Hughes could be gone. Be
absolutely rock bottom.
Yeah, again, it's a
That's
bet.
A huge game.
Bet on a man's unhappiness.
Yeah, if they lose to Fulham,
Well, he's always fucking unhappy, so it don't really matter. You're just betting on
Hughes.
Betting on life.
Just general Hughes. Hughes' life. And the final fixture of the game week, Burnley at home to Newcastle. That's on a Monday night.
It's a stonker.
It's just me. They make the Monday night games especially shit every week.
It's probably just fair.
It used to be the best game, didn't it?
It's probably just...
Nah, well, because it's always... Did actually get the ratings, didn't it, on Monday night? I don't know. Bothered.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. And the Burnley fans going, hey, what the hell? Where's Burnley? I don't know. They probably talk like that, don't they?
It's just north of Manchester.
Hey, fucking... Where's our game? I want your game too. Trying to do Newcastle now. Yeah, forget Boston. I want Nicky, I'm true.
Just do your Dummy Mons accent, isn't it?
That's Sam. Oh, yeah, that's I had some compliments on that.
Said Burnley.
No, that's
a good one.
I can't do it.
Have you gone back to Bisping?
I've gone back to Bisping. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, okay. HR, you're a prick. I've gone back to Bisping. Right, it's time for the League of Power Bottoms. Oh, yes. Was that the one we got? Did we get a jingle for Power Bottoms? We've got a jingle for Power
Bottoms. Have we?
Yeah, we got one.
So let's play it.
I'm sure we did.
Now.
Did get a jingle for Power
so that was either really awesome or just nothing.
No, I'm sure we did. I'm sure we got a Power Bottom as well. Yeah, we did.
We did.
I'm sure we did, yeah. And it was probably just there. And then we'll remember it when we hear it. Right, last game week, I said Murphy. He got 2 points. Craig said Arnautovic. He got 2 points. Ash said Diangana. He got 1 point. And Dan, who was representing the patrons, said Ings, and he got 6 points, more than all three of us together, and we laughed at him.
It's cheating, though, isn't
it? I had to listen back to that to remember who we got, and I listened, and he went, I'll have Ings, and we all went, oh, you twat! But he did better than us. So what are we going to pick game week 13-wise, lads? I'm going to have Mitrovic, because I think Fulham, it might be that new manager syndrome. He might get in there and go, come on, bloody do it. I've won the Premier League. Let's see some results, please. And they're at home to Southampton, so I'm going to go Mitrovic.
Oh, yeah. To him, Mitrovic, putting the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, man.
The death nail.
The death nail. Ash, what are you saying?
Jimenez.
Ah.
Home to Hudders.
Home to Hudcakes. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Add that on the spreadsheet. And John, you're going to be picking for Craig because I forgot to message Craig in enough time. And literally, Craig, as we were messaging, I think I'm a Celebrity is on air, so we will not be looking at his phone.
Well, Craig has actually just texted me. He said he's been talking to Harry and he said there's a bloke called Nico Crancher. He's pretty tasty. is he in the Premiership?
Yeah, I don't know.
No. Okay. What about Peter Crouch? Is he
Crouchy? Crouchy's not.
Crouchy is.
No. Okay. We'll go with. I think Wolves have got a decent fixture against Huddersfield. Yeah. So we'll go with Ruben Neves.
Neves. That's not a bad pick for Craig. Yeah, he'd probably take that.
I know you boys wanted me to stitch him up, but...
Craig
taught me all my skateboarding skills, so I've got...
Well, you've got to give him a little bit of something. Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I think you have to do it in a more Craigy way. Like, so I was watching Romanian under-13s football because the spread was quite wide on that fixture, and then one of the scouts mentioned that Neves looked good, so I'm going to bet on him.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. That's what it is. Let's get them in the spreadsheet, please. Craig, in Australia. I hope he's listening. No.
I don't have to do it as well, do I?
What, do the spreadsheet? You're probably good at a spreadsheet, aren't you?
Shit, that's what we should have just said. The first person to come on, be like, oh, cool. And all you've got to do is just update a spreadsheet every week. Of your life.
It's worth it, though, isn't it?
66% of your life.
Yeah. Worth it to hang out with us. Let's quiz.
I got a quiz.
Let's bloody quiz.
Got an actual quiz.
Turn of the Ash quiz.
It's got a pun name. Doesn't really make any sense. Not really a pun on anything.
That doesn't sound like
just,
you.
Just two words.
Okay.
Okay. This is an actual quiz about the football leaks.
The football leaks.
Leagues?
Leaks.
Yes. The blank look you're both giving me.
Yes.
This
sorry.
Is fucking difficult.
Sorry. I have heard leaks. About the leaks.
You know, like WikiLeaks?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They leaked a whole load of documents about football stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, a German publication's been releasing stories about it.
Was it a spreadsheet showing power buttons? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, is that what it is?
It's not.
No, I have heard some of it. My mate at work mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I've heard that. And I hadn't. And that's kind of the situation now as well.
So I've compiled a quiz based on the things I've heard. So a lot of it might be not true. It's all,
okay.
It's a lot. It's a moving situation.
Mm-hmm.
In a quiz, we like to call leaky blinders.
Oh, that's nice. That works.
Right, nice. So first question. So this question is quite boring, I've realised. It's the first one.
Excellent. You're selling it.
You should re-ask this question as the boffin.
Yeah.
How many documents did Football Leaks get?
Get or get?
Get.
Get.
Get. Get.
Get.
Get.
Okay. It's the closest.
Get. That really made me laugh.
So closest gets a point, and then the closest gets a bonus question.
Okay.
Oh, Tom will cheat, so watch out.
Well, okay. I'm writing it down on a bit of paper.
Yeah.
I can't go for the answer.
So, Tom, what are you saying?
50. 5-0.
Okay. I've gone for 1,200.
So, you're both quite off.
Okay.
So, John, you win it because you were the closest. I'm tempted to not give any of you a point for this.
No.
So bad, is it?
Well, the answer was 70 million.
70 what? Million documents?
Yeah.
I think I was closest, though.
Well,
50. I mean, that's like a... 50?
I meant 50 mil.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were saying that's 8 million.
When you did it, I was like, oh, that's not too far off.
All yeah. Right.
I mean, like, you're closer, but that's like a statistical anomaly. Okay, so 1.2. So can someone keep score?
Yeah.
Thanks. How many terabytes of data is that?
You fucking what?
You probably know stuff.
I'm not sure.
Is that just a one for John?
Yeah.
Just a quiz for John. There you go.
Huh?
Come on.
The fuck? How close do I need to get?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, no, it's for both of you then. Yeah, you're right. You can't answer it.
Okay.
You've worked yourself back in the game. The closest.
70 million. How many terabytes is that?
Yeah. How many terabytes of data is this?
I don't know what a fucking terabyte is. Mental. Just guessed. Just guessing.
What have you gone for, Tom?
890 million. Is that...
I've gone for 10 million.
So 890 million.
So far one way, then so far back the other.
Okay.
The answer was 3.4.
3.4?
Not million, just 3.4.
Terabytes.
3.4 terabytes. So not Jesus 890 Christ. Million, no?
890 million terabytes. Fucking hell.
I'm not sure what a terabyte was.
Amazing. So who was the closest?
Me. I've got 10 million.
Right, so the answer was 3.3, but he was closest with 10 million. So, lovely.
That was close. The first answer, you were basically 69 million out, and you got a point. And then this one, you were only 9.9.
Yeah, we're getting closer. It's all right.
We're getting better.
Yeah, chalk it up.
890 mil, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, when people listen to these quizzes at home, they think, oh, you got it. At least they're going to be like, oh, shit, these guys know their thing. They might be wrong, but you got it to the nearest 70 million. So
yeah.
It's good. Okay, so is it 3-0?
Two,
isn't it? Yeah, okay. Right. But I can remember the score to the nearest 70 million.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. Man United were accused of paying Monaco for a fake friendly. How much did they pay them?
Mm.
Obviously, everything in this is alleged. So let's just
say that. Let's say that before we get sued by the creators of Peaky Blinders. We're a bit closer this time.
Ooh. So what have you both said?
600K.
500K.
4.01 million.
Oh.
So,
that's me.
It is.
Yes.
You're only three.
I nearly went 1.2 mil. I think I was going to say.
Yeah. And you were only 3.5 million out. So you would go.
Yeah, we are getting closer.
By the end, we're going to be.
I didn't realise how good the first question was going to end up being. Okay, so this is a bonus point for Tom. Mm.
John didn't get his own bonus question.
Yeah, because that one was the nearest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nearest. So. Yeah.
Okay, now. Well, you just both do this one.
You got the point for your bonus one anyway. No, you can't because this is an actual answer.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it, you can. Right, both. You're up, did your way back in again. Yeah. Okay, so write down the answer.
This happens on Deal or No Deal sometimes. I go, can I just open this one? No. Goes, no. Ah, fuck it. Yeah, go on then.
Why?
What?
Why did they pay them the $4 million for a fake friendly?
Ah, so.
So they paid them for a friendly they didn't play. But why? You don't have to write a thesis. You can write one or two words that sum up your answer.
Yeah.
So you're going with.
I said agent fee.
I said Marshall money. Is it something to do with some sort of Marshall money?
No, it was...
Marshall law.
Marshall law.
No. They, when they brought Falcao, they wanted to pay, I think it was $6 million with $10 million, with an extra $4 million if you finish in the top four.
Yeah.
But you're not, that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. Mm. So what they said was, if we finish in the top four, we'll play a friendly with you. And for the friendly, we'll give you $4 million. So totally not dodgy.
So I was closer.
But why is that illegal?
To pay someone... I'm not sure. I don't know.
That doesn't...
The first bit, I
tried that.
Because you do have add-ons, so why is that not
not sure. Illegal? Yeah, it's a good question.
So it's back on you. Right, no points for you.
still 2-1. Yeah,
you weren't close.
Yeah. Okay. Man City are being investigated for potential third-party rights violations with a European club from which country?
The Third Reich.
So, yeah.
It's from which country?
Yeah. So they collude. They're alleged to have colluded with a European club. Which country was the team from?
I have an answer. Could we say the name of the team in the accent from the corresponding country?
You just have to do the country.
Oh, can we do that? The country?
Yeah. You can.
Go then. You first.
Italia.
Ah, Italy.
Zero.
Oh, damn.
It was Denmark.
I was just thinking.
Yeah, Denmark.
Juve are a little bit dodgy, aren't they? They might have been.
The whole team.
What's the current score? 2-2
Yeah.
Okay.
2-1
No, sorry, 2-1
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And then for a bonus point slash a million bonus points, you get a point if you can tell me the name of the team, and I have to give you a million points if you can give me the name of the team and the name of the academy.
What
country was it again?
So it's Denmark. So what happened was they were. Basically, they were saying that Man City had control over whether the players would get moved into the academy or something. Mm. So Man City were like the third party, which they're not allowed to do. They shouldn't be able to interfere with it.
So the team is in Denmark?
Team's in Denmark. So it's a Danish team and they have an academy.
Okay.
For a million points. Then the team and the academy.
Mine is a guess.
Okay. Right. I was going to say it.
Okay. Tom, what are you going for?
I said the Bacon Boys.
Oh!
Because they're from Denmark.
Oh, and is that the name of the academy as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've gone for AB.
You're incorrect.
What's AB about?
It's a team.
Oh, there we go.
The answer was, the and you were so close, it was Norse...
The Ham Boys.
Norse Jalliand.
Norse Jalliand.
And the Right to Dream Academy.
The Right to Dream.
Okay.
How's that close to Bacon Boys?
Do you not know what Norse Jalliand is in English? Okay, so next question.
How many are there going to be, Ash?
Not that many. Okay. More than you've got room for in a little bit of paper. But still. Seven teams were accused of plotting to do a European Super League. Name the seven teams. So write down seven teams. You get a tick for each team you get correct, but minus two ticks for each one you guess wrong.
Okay, I've got my seven teams.
I'm just doing mine.
Okay.
Actually, do I have to put seven?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's up to you. It's a strategy. You could put none. Fuck it. Because if you guess wrong, obviously you lose more points than you gain.
Sorry, just one more and I'm done. All right.
Okay, so we have to go from one at a time, I think. So, Tom, yours?
Juve.
Correct.
Yeah, I
did. Did you get Juve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely. So let me just mark down a couple of points.
Yeah.
So 2 points each.
1 point each.
1 point each, sorry.
Yeah.
Barcelona.
Correct.
Ah, I've got Barca.
Yeah, so that's another point each.
Real Madrid.
Yep.
Got that.
Another point.
Lovely. This is going well, isn't it, John?
Paris Saint-Germain.
Minus two. So we take, two off, John. Oh. Ajax.
Minus two.
Oh, damn you. Both gone back. We're on 1 point each.
Bayern.
Correct.
Oh, fuck. I didn't put Bayern. Bollocks. City. Man City.
Incorrect. Is that minus two to both of you?
Yeah. And that's my last one. I didn't do the seventh.
Oh, so hang on. So I'm on minus one so far, and John's on zero.
Oh.
And I got Marseille.
No, unlucky.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good shout.
Yeah. So
I'm on a minus one overall so far, and John's on two.
Okay.
That's a shame.
So, bonus point.
Shouldn't have guessed so many.
How many they were guaranteed not to get relegated, these teams. So there would have been some other teams with them. Mm. Marseille was one of them.
Who were the other teams?
Oh, sorry. So the actual seven teams were Real Madrid, Milan, Arsenal, Barcelona, Munich, Juventus and Man United. The original conspirers. And then these teams would be guaranteed not to get relegated from the Super League.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons were they guaranteed not to get relegated for? Even if they finished bottom, they were safe.
Let's move on. I have an answer of 3.
I've got 20.
Yeah, shit. Fuck. Exactly 20. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's all right. West Ham could do with that, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair, is it?
I get a bonus point for getting 20.
Nope. PSG and Man City were both fined for overvaluing sponsorship deals. How much were they fined? So they both broke the fair play rule by pretending
they were getting... So how much are they fined together?
Yeah, each.
Each?
Each fined the same amount.
And what teams was it, sorry?
PSG and Man City. So they both pretended they got more for sponsorship than they did.
Why would you pretend?
Because fair play. So say you're only allowed to... the amount you can spend has to be like a percentage of your income or whatever. So you say, oh, my sponsor gave us... 300 billion.
Yeah.
Whereas really, it's the Sheikh Mansour paid it.
Okay.
And pretended it was from a sponsor.
20 mil.
I've gone 30.
Oh.
49.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How much of it was suspended? So they fined them 49, but how much of it did they then decide they didn't have to pay?
Fucking 40 mil.
I've said 45.
Ah. Oh.
32.
Oh, there you go.
So they fined them 49, but then 32 million. They said, oh, don't bother giving it to us.
I'm on 0 points now.
Bit like you with your driving speeding fines.
Very similar.
Okay, so Cristiano Ronaldo diverted some of his earnings to the British Virgin Islands tax haven. How much?
How much of his earnings?
At the end of 2014, this was. So I think it was for that year, I think.
Just guessing.
Yeah.
Numbers.
All right, 56 mil.
Oh, wow, I went a lot less. 15 mil.
63.
Fucking hell, dodgy fuck, isn't he? You and Ronaldo.
Yeah, oh, he leaves straight away. Oh, you've got a big advantage in this question, then. How much did that save him in tax?
How much did that save him?
Yeah.
He's what? Taxed?
How much did he tax? So he moved 63.5 million euros abroad. How much tax would that have saved him?
Ooh.
It's like working out the actual amount.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say about that. About 15 mil?
I said 30.
35, yeah.
Oh, he's bloody tax puffing, isn't he? FBL tax puffing. It's 6 fucking nil.
Trouncing. Right, then you can last couple of questions.
Is this longer than Dan's quiz?
No.
No.
Okay. What did Schalke 04 Serbian defender Natalija Nastasic?
Nastasic. You used to play for City.
No, is it that him? Maybe. Require a medical note for in 2015 as part of his contract.
What did he require?
They said if you want to do something, you need a medical note.
Okay. I've gone syphilis.
Cannabis.
If he wanted to wear shoes that weren't Adidas trainers, he needed a medical note.
So not syphilis or cannabis? So if he wanted syphilis... that was your answer. Hey, wait, if you want syphilis, get a bloody medical note.
Okay, so... You
know, shagging around Schalke 4's four houses.
Last question. Well, last one. Two-part question, but last one.
I've won it. I'm going flare, aren't I?
Yeah,
6-0. Okay.
Yeah, no, there might be a more important question.
How much is Firmino's buyout clause?
Firmino's...
What? Wow. So where another club can buy him?
Correct.
Oh. So how much would he be? Oh, well, yeah, if you want to buy out his contract, get that money.
Yeah. So if he wants to buy out his own contract,
minimum fee release clause.
Yes.
Actually, I think. All right, I've gone 80 mil.
60.
98.
I thought 90. I thought that's too much. Fucking hell, you fucking know about these little leaky.
Last question then. In his contract, it specifies that if a team bids 98 million or more. He's allowed to go, except, it says in capital letters, except one team. So he's allowed to go to any of these teams. Firmino. Go to any team, except this one. He's not allowed to go. What have you gone for?
United.
Arsenal.
Arsenal!
Why?
He's got a clause in capital letters saying whatever amount of money they bid, he's not allowed to go.
That is...
Wow.
Did I win Leaky Bummers?
You won the Leaky Bummers, yeah. Well done. 7-0. That was a trouncing.
That was absolutely... Destruction.
That was destruction. You were surprisingly good at that for someone who hadn't seen the leak documents.
Yeah,
he said. Yeah,
I haven't.
Oh, you didn't see
them. Same dodgy. Yeah,
I heard about the breakaway league and the the number of seasons. Mm. That's where I got a 20 from. Oh, yeah. In the wrist.
Really?
Mm. Very interesting. I mean, if you had have been... Oh, nostalgia, it's footwear, yes. Adidas footwear.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, rather than my syphilis. Syphilis, yeah. Was that a red herring?
Was it? Oh. Who knows? Mm. Boys, just before we go, obviously it is time for everyone's favourite. John, you're a avid listener. Would you like to let us know what happened last week in Little Timmy Tinker? The diary of Little Timmy Tinker.
Well, start with leather.
Actually, yeah. Before we start... I was like, don't say leather. We obviously got to play the jingle. I do apologise. Oh, it's time for the jingle.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practising the park till the darkness falls. Running at the goal, little Timmy gets hard. Tackles from defenders that deserve a red card.
Please carry on, John.
Yeah, so you've got that lady with the lovely... deep, sensuous accent. What's her name? Sue. Jemima.
I thought you were talking about the lady who owned the burger van from back in the day. No, that's right, Jemima. Thundercracker.
Yeah, she's knocking about. They were playing by the Tip and Charby Tip? Yeah.
You remember the name of the Tip? This is good.
And the police turned up and arrested the nonce football manager.
They did, Gary.
For some reason, the kids were upset about it. So I think there's a bit of Stockholm syndrome going on because...
Probably a little bit of that.
But it stopped there, and I'm dying to find out.
Well, that was lovely. Thanks for... I didn't think you'd remember Charvy Tim. Have you ever heard of Charvy Tim?
No.
Big tourist site around these parts.
I mean, it was pretty good, but you did forget he brought a football.
Yeah, you forgot the leather. So,
I said leather at the beginning.
Well, you didn't say leather what, did you, mate?
So it is time for chapter 11 of The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker. Incarceration, felony, potential sodomy. With manager Gary behind bars, there was no one to manage the pigeons, as manager Gary was the manager of the pigeons and he was behind bars. We need a manager, said Ant McPartlin one evening before training. I know, but who can lead us while manager Gary is knocked up, said Carlos Fandango, not quite knowing the terminology.
Can I interject a question?
Done Carlos Fandango's voice, yeah.
Because there might be jokes that I miss it. Is Ant McPartlin...
Is just one of the team, yeah.
Is the Ant McPartlin.
Is the actual Ant McPartlin, yeah.
And is that a famous person?
Ant McPartlin, yeah.
Ant and Dec.
From Ant and Dec, yeah.
Okay, I got that. Team. How long has he been in it?
On and off mentions since probably about chapter 3.
In and out of the team, squad rotation.
Just like week 12 got
in
it.
In and out of the team when he's feeling up to it. I know, but who can lead us while manager Gary is knocked up, said Carlos Fandango, not quite getting the terminology right. We need someone who knows football, began Timmy. We need someone who can make sure we don't get relegated. We need someone white, said racist David, and no one laughed. I know someone, said mysterious new signing Pat Natalou, stepping forward.
Mm. He was there last week, wasn't he?
He was. Who? Asked Timmy. In fact, he's right here now, replied Pat. And suddenly, out of the shadows, stepped a tall, familiar figure. Hello, little Timmy Tinker. It was Harold Eggplant. What are you doing here? Yelled Timmy. I've had a word with the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead FA, and they've said that I can be your manager while Gary's getting used as a toast rack in prison. No! Yelled Timmy. I cannot believe the silliness, exclaimed Carlos Fandango. At least he's white, said racist David, and no one laughed. With a grin, Harold Eggplant ordered the pigeons to jog around the field. Having been managed by Gary for most of their careers, the majority of the boys didn't know what jogging was. They were much better at full frontal massages. So Timmy showed them, and they all followed. We need to do something, Mucky Jeffrey said. I've got a plan, replied Timmy. We're going to break Gary out of prison. So yeah,
proper pace,
strong. Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, I don't make this stuff up. It's what happened. It's gospel.
Yeah. If you just go back and look at the Maidenhead Observer, 1990
from about 1996, you'll obviously see what happened. But obviously, then you'll get spoilers.
Or just watch the Hurricanes.
Or watch the Hurricane. Yeah. Very similar.
I remember the big rape thing they did.
They did a rape episode in the Hurricane. Yeah. Hurricane
edgy, this. Like Grange Hill.
Hurricane this. Yeah.
Bobby Nosher's been sent to prison.
Bobby Nosher. Well, it would be they love him in prison, wouldn't they? Bobby Nosher. What's your name, mate? Bobby Nosher. Really? Unbelievable. Lovely stuff. John, thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
thanks
you're welcome.
For being Enjoyed a patron it. Of the podcast. If you want to be like John and get in the bloody studio with your trousers off and talk about noshing and yes. stuff like that.
It's hot in here. That's why I've got them off.
It is. Well, it's very warm. Of course it is. Then, yeah, patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, get in touch via Twitter on @thegaffertapes and all that stuff. We're on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
We've got some bloody good stuff on there.
We should know the names, the actual addresses.
Instagram.com/thegaffertapes. You just go to the website.
You go to the website. They're all there. There's buttons for all of them.
Yeah, yeah. The gaffertapes.
Multifunctional.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a bloody Wikipedia page. Have a look at that. Yeah. There's some good stuff on there. Probably mention John after tonight, won't I?
Fucking hope so.
That's fucking, yeah, absolutely. But yes, we will be back hopefully next week. We haven't got a patron slotted in just yet for next week. We're working on that. But the week after, we've got Mr. Dan Parkinson. And the week after that, we've got Johnny Worthington, King of the Patrons.
It would be a good time to subscribe and email us.
If you subscribed really, really quickly, although we have asked one of the patrons, but he hasn't got back to us. So if you subscribed really quickly and messaged us,
yeah.
Although we probably, by the time this comes out, yeah, won't happen. But yeah, thank you very much again to John for all that stuff. Yeah, so get us on Twitter and stuff. Enjoy Game Week 13. Ash, any final thoughts?
Be nice to get back to proper football. International's gone.
Absolutely.
It's good. Someone send in a theme for the quiz.
Yeah.
Come on. Ask quiz wizard, what's
theme
happening?
For the quiz.
Also, if you want to email in 30 quizzes, that'd be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Do that info at the Gaffer Tapes.
And the answers for Tom.
And the answers, separately. That'd be lovely. Yeah, yeah. Really nice. Just Tom at the Gaffer Tapes. Really nice. That email just goes to me. So I think that's everything.
And goodbye.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Saga. It's Tom here with... Oh, shit.